Refresh your good vibes mit TikTok. Mit den richtigen Vibes wird...
Hey. Oh Mann!
Zu... Jetzt probieren. Die verschiedenen Tic-Tac-Sorten. Von minzig frisch bis fruchtig süß. Tic-Tac. Refresh your good vibes.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, the Kentucky Derby, new Krispy Kremes, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
The Detroit Pistons, former champs of basketball. I have so many souvenirs, it's hard to list them all. I have piston pants. I have piston shorts. I have piston beer mugs. Sometimes people don't even notice. I have piston ashtrays. I have piston shoes. I have piston basketballs. When I dribble, they do too.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold, the sidekick chair.
You better believe it.
There's Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey, Chicky.
She could be on TV right now, hands folded at the ready.
Ready to go.
And there's Pat Goblin.
Hey, everybody.
In the performance room. And here's Tom Griswold.
Well, thank you very much, Chick McGee. Pat, got a song I want to get out of you shortly here.
All right.
We have a number of interesting things coming up in the news world. And in the sports world, what do we have over there?
Medina Spirit. Yeah. Has been officially stripped of Kentucky Derby victory.
Tyler Perry's Medina Spirit? Oh, that's Medea. Sorry.
Back in May, Medina Spirit tested positive for the steroid betamethasone.
Oh, boy.
Now, you remember betamethasone, if you want it on the street, you have to, it's known on the street as the Zonies, the Betos.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Sure, I remember now.
In some places, it's called Mama.
Yeah. wasn't it known as Opera in a certain
opera
circles?
Opera in certain circles.
They call it Baffert. No.
Got
yeah.
Baffert.
Oh.
You know, it would have helped that gentleman, Mr. Bob Baffert, who was at the bottom. You remember Bob Baffert because he wore the pink tie and the black sport coat.
And the sunglasses.
And the sunglasses.
Yeah, that silver hair.
Just the most basic PR guy came in. Bob, lose the sunglasses. You look shady.
Yeah.
But I don't think he did. The horse has since died.
Oh, sad.
Aww. It is sad.
But yesterday, the KHRC, Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, stripped...
A fine body of people.
Medina. Not to be confused with the KFC.
That's right.
Victory.
That's where Medina Spirit went.
Different curls.
You think they're tired of KFC in Kentucky?
No way. How could you get tired of KFC?
Yeah, there's no way. You're right. Churchill Downs issued a statement declaring Mandaloon, the Kentucky Derby winner, which is also the new cookie from Girl Scouts.
Oh, the Mandaloon?
Mandaloon.
I bet they're not changing the money that they paid out.
They are.
Yeah, they would have
to. Are they?
Yep.
Track plans to replace Medina Spirit with Mandaloon on the paddock sign, honoring the Derby winner this week.
You know what's odd about that? This is actually, since Mandaloon was in second place, Mandaloon has quite literally, this has resulted in a situation in which now Mandaloon is beating a dead horse.
Oh, my God.
I knew someone was going to say some version of it.
You know what, though? How well orchestrated
it was. Just a matter of time.
But see, what I do, my problem is, in my brain, I go, we did that whole story just so he could say.
Yeah. Wait a second. I want to correct myself.
How tragic. No.
Christy, I see what you're asking.
So if I won
I see your point. I don't know the answer to that. I thought you meant the prize money given to the horse owner.
Or did they hold the prize money this whole time and haven't paid it out
yet? I thought they had already squared everything away.
I thought so, too. But I also thought the rules were that the prize money had to be moved.
But there's two things here. There's the prize money for the horse owner.
Right.
And then there's someone who bet on Mandaloon.
Oh, yeah, that's done. The people who bet on, there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, so they're not going to make people who, on Medina, give the money back.
They still won. They can't.
I'd want the money.
I know, but they
there's
can't.
There's no way you're going to get people to give their money back.
I'm just tired of all these sports. They can't decide when it's happening. It's like this Russian thing. Or didn't a couple years ago the Derby, the horse blocked another one and they pulled it back?
Yeah, there have been issues.
Pick the winner. Get it done.
Remember that one passed away on the back stretch? Remember that?
Jesus,
they brought
you guys.
The tent out. And,
I do remember that. I actually cried.
Well, not only do you win money.
You know me and horses, though.
Kentucky Derby, you also win a Barca Lounger.
Oh.
Big screen television, 60 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You also win a week at Club Med.
Isn't that nice?
That's still a thing.
Club Med.
Just for the horse and his family.
Yes.
Have you seen that? Some really tasteless stuff.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Have you seen that? That deodorant smells like Medina Spirit.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Why the Nirvana tie-in?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Although they did save the Medina Spirit is going to have some baby horses. Huh?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, they saved some.
Yeah, I saw the first one. They named it Funky Gold Medina.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. And there's one for every city. There's the Medina Spirit of St. Louis, and there's Medina.
Medina Spirit cigarettes. Smell like horse hair burning. Okay, well, so it's official now. Mandaloon. When's the last time this happened? Was it dancers imaged and they pull the.
Got me, man.
1 year ago. Okay, well.
A Canadian. Oh, geez. This is one of these.
Stupid world record.
Canadian man has attempted the Guinness World.
Attempted?
We're covering attempts now? Canadian man has attempted the Guinness World Record for wearing the most shirts during a half marathon.
Oh, Jesus.
How many shirts?
David Eliuk told Global News he wore a total of 90 shirts for the hypothermic half marathon.
How about that?
It's too many shirts.
Beating the official record of 76.
So
he do it because he didn't want to freeze to death?
As to why he tackled the record.
What are you wearing there, sir? A lot of shirts?
Said he wanted to remind people.
Okay, Christina, before you say you don't love the story, come here.
look
at this
ridiculous.
Guy. He looks completely ridiculous.
He looks like a bubble boy.
Yeah, he does. He looks like the Michelin man.
His arms are kind of sticking with
him. Sure.
I want to know how many shirts he was able to sweat through. Does the sweat touch the 90th shirt?
No way.
No,
no
way.
No, no, no. No, you could pee in your... You could pee in your armpit and it wouldn't...
pee on me. Well, yeah, I want to see if I feel it.
No, you wouldn't. It wouldn't go through all 90. how did he do? Did he get the record?
Yes, but it's unofficial. It has not been made a record yet.
Okay.
He said, if this makes someone smile and makes somebody's day better and laugh, then I've done something for society.
The guy's just having fun, is he?
That's what he said.
No, Chick's right. This guy's
I made somebody smile today.
No, he's having... No, it's funny.
Go hug a child.
I like this kid. He's having fun. God, his nipples must just be chafed off. Right, Josh? You know what I'm talking about.
Depends on what kind of shirt.
Well, okay. Well, good for him.
I just love it when he tries to drag us in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, call me in anything.
Yeah, could you grab that?
Just answer the phone.
No, but I'll answer the phone.
Go ahead, Josh.
Josh. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
Man, I heard Chick's breaking news story about that NFL Combine having all of them restrictions this year.
Well, you know.
I'm with you, Tom. Who's running this combine? Dr. Fauci? I swear to God. How are these NFL prospects going to be able to do their best 100-yard dash if they're forced to wear a mask? Or if they can't even bring their agents, personal trainers, or favorite side piece? You know? So unchristian. And it just ruins it for everybody. It reminds me of last year. I went to a Civil War reenactment, and they was all wearing COVID masks.
Mm.
But spoiler alert, at the end, they just end up using them for tourniquets. Swear to God. Don't worry, I won't tell you how it ends up. I'm going to go.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ah! Get ready for The Rush with Max Crosby.
It's time.
Don't miss the behind-the-scenes moments everyone's talking about.
Regardless of what they say, I'll take the fine. I don't care.
All-pro defensive end Max Crosby takes you beyond the field with exclusive insights.
I can say this because I've played them.
This is The Rush.
You guys already know what time it is.
It was fire. And we'll be right back on the pod, and we'll be talking about it next week.
The Rush with Max Crosby. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I hope to never be in a situation where I have to fashion my own tourniquet.
Yeah, joke.
If it's you're using a mask, it better be a tourniquet on your finger.
Yeah. And here's another stupid world record. David Rush and Jonathan Hollywood Hannon have teamed up once again to tackle another record. This time they attempted the record for most alternating catches in 1 minute while planking.
Catches?
What? Wow. So they're both
another
planking.
Another relatable.
Yeah. Jonathan is often the thrower in the right. David said he was unable to hold a plank efficiently for a full minute plank to catch the ball, so he took up throwing for this title.
I see.
Jonathan ultimately caught 66 of David's throws, besting the previous record of 38. Holy hell! While he was planking.
Yeah.
Where was he catching them?
That's the thing. I assume.
His butt.
I assume.
On his back?
In between his butt. I assume he's got to just plank with the one hand and catch them this way.
What?
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the balls going into his butt.
Very realistic.
He added, David said it was only after breaking the record that they realized it was a one-person record, meaning this successful attempt marks Jonathan's first solo Guinness World Record title, which means that David Rush is going to have to come back and break it.
Yeah.
He sat Jonathan down and he goes, look, Hollywood, can I call you Hollywood? I'm the star of this, okay?
I made you!
I can't have you.
You are nothing.
Can I get one record, please, Dave? No, can I just get it this one time?
No!
Please, Dave?
Very,
it's no big deal, Dave. I love you, Dave.
Very graciously allowing.
If it weren't for me, you'd still be working at that Spencer's Gift!
Graciously allowing him to have the record. Is that sports?
Yeah.
Man, I hate sports.
Hey, Rocky!
Hey!
This is what you farted for.
There we go, whatever you do. Yeah, good sport.
Sports and farts.
Krispy Kreme is launching 3 new donuts.
Why?
All right, let me get my pen.
Why? They're perfect the way they are.
No, they're not getting rid of any, are they?
They're adding.
Yes.
New donuts are topped and stuffed with Twix candy bars.
Hold it. This is genius.
For a limited time, participating Krispy Kreme locations will offer the candy bar-shaped caramel cookie crunch bar donut, filled with a full-size Twix bar and topped with even more Twix pieces.
Does it come with insulin on the side?
The other donut, the caramel cookie crunch original-filled donut, topped with Twix cookie pieces.
Caramel cookie crunch, Christ.
And...
You okay there, buddy?
Hey.
The mini caramel
cookie
donut topped with Twix pieces.
None of these interest me.
The creations mark the first time the brands are collaborating with one another.
So. I thought you'd love this, John.
I don't. No, I like, if I want Twix, I'll have some Twix. If I want a donut, I'll get a donut. I don't like all these mishmashes.
So you already are in the car with your sack of donuts and your Twix candy bars, having a bite of donut and then having a bite of Twix.
No.
What's your favorite donut?
The chocolate iced custard filled.
Ah.
Custard.
And wouldn't that nice crunchy Twix in there make it even better?
No, not at all. No. The overkill.
No way.
Custard is nascent. It's semen. It's awful.
What?
It's
awful. You know what the donut world could learn from the Twix world?
If it tasted like that,
what's that?
What if you package them together so there's always two donuts? That's what Twix has. You always get two Twix. You never get just the one Twix. What do you think about that, Josh? You get the double donut.
I already get 12.
There hasn't been a donut.
Well, it's an even number, Josh. You could get 6 double donuts.
Other people have tried, and I've never gotten the donut they have at Buckeye Donuts, Columbus, Ohio. It's a Buckeye donut. You heard me. A chocolate donut with peanut butter in the middle. That's right.
Peanut butter doesn't have any place in donuts.
What?
That's right. And peanut butter is one of my favorite things. No place in donuts.
What's wrong with just a plain yeast donut?
She's right.
Boring.
They're the best.
Is Josh.
And Christy knows from yeast.
Josh.
It's infectious.
Right. Uh-huh.
Could we move on?
Ever had a bit Y infect?
What?
You ever had a big
yeast infection?
Oh, you know, God.
Baking
years
some bread?
Ago.
Yeah.
Well, making cookies,
ago.
You know.
What'd you do?
A lot of activity.
Douche it out?
Do a scraping and developed a beer.
Yogurt. Mm-hmm. You just put yogurt up there?
Oh. The huge opal is sold for nearly $144,000 at auction.
I guess a go-gurt would kind of be easier.
Greek yogurt? Yeah.
Put it in the freezer.
Yeah, the go-gurt technically comes with its own applicator.
That's true.
Are you,
it does.
Are you familiar with go-gurt? They're
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's a squeeze there.
They're
sure.
like squeeze tubes.
Yeah. Do you freeze yours for the girls?
Make even them like I know you don't apply the yogurt to the affected area. You eat the yogurt.
It's the probiotic.
It helps your bacteria.
Oh, I thought you applied it to the oh, so sorry. I thought
thank
you needed
you, Chick,
the go-gurt.
For being a voice of reason.
I'm trying.
It's got an applicator. I had no idea. I'm
the
sorry.
Opal.
I have a question. Do you ever remember those TV commercials? And they'd always end with, I think of the phrase was something like, Crest has been proven to be a decay preventive dentifrice. Remember this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only time I've ever heard the use of the word dentifrice, by
yes.
the way. But it was always 4 out of 5 dentists recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the fifth guy?
The guy being paid by Colgate.
I was going to say the guy being paid by Krispy Kreme. You know, kids,
yeah.
nothing better for the teeth.
Or Mountain Dew.
Twix, Krispy Kreme, done.
Almonds.
I think these sound delicious. I really want to get one.
Really?
And here's something that is kind of inside radio.
Too much sugar.
There's a, what the hell
it's too
with?
Much.
I think it would be too sweet,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's too yeah. much.
Josh, the location of Josh's home... His
used house
is probably, what would you say,
oh,
Christy,
God.
A mile from the new Krispy Kreme donut
that's right.
establishment?
Yeah, probably.
Now, you were saying off the air you drove by yesterday to see if it had opened yet?
It looks gorgeous. It's not open
you
yet.
You take pictures of it and post them?
Boy, I mean, it's immaculate and ready to go. I think all it needs now is employees.
Maybe a couple weeks.
I'm considering getting a part-time job and working there. Like, I wonder if they would let me work 4 hours a week.
Of course they would.
Just go in on a Sunday.
And then you get all your donuts for free.
Yeah.
4 hours a week?
Yeah, either Sunday morning where I can get the after church people or maybe a Saturday night when I can get the AA people.
You have to wonder, do they really have like waves that are pretty steady based
sure.
on certain activities?
They must, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was a big deal when we were kids. You get
this
to go
goes
to
along with my I want to work in
after
a
church.
Hardware store. Josh can do part-time yeah. at a bakery and I'll... Part-time with
I'd like to work at a flower shop. That's
there you
I
go.
Want.
Really?
Yes. God, I would.
Well, aren't there
that.
Enough pricks here?
Well, you got me there.
Those are just the roses.
No, I sliced my finger on a rose recently. I've always wanted. I like working at restaurants.
Really?
Yeah.
You would do that part-time?
Sure. Either cooking or washing dishes or something. I could not be a waiter.
You wouldn't be the snooty maitre d'?
No, God. I had to be a waiter one time at the restaurant where I was cooking, and it's a long story, but I was the worst.
What?
Oh. I'd go up to the table, he'd be talking about something, and I'd go, no, actually, you're wrong. She's right.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
You know, you don't want to be correcting the conversation that they're having.
I had the best waiter ever over the weekend. You ever have one of those people that you just... So, Barry, if you're listening, you're the best. And he used to be a chef, so he knew everything about everything on the menu. It was awesome.
Yeah, I like that to a degree.
I don't trust them.
I don't when they come up and they recite the entire recipe and like 5 minutes later, okay, so it's good.
No, you asked the question and he could answer it.
Hey, Barry, how come you're not a chef anymore? What'd you do?
That's
what I did.
I got fired.
No, he enjoys waiting tables now.
You mean Tomaine Barry?
Oh, there goes that restaurant I can never go back to. Thanks, guys.
You mean old pube soup, Barry?
Is he related to Brooks
right
Allen Annie?
On the counter, Tom.
I hate all of you. He was so nice.
Yes, be nice. Ace, if you could have a side gig, what would it be? Rock and roll manager? What would it be?
That might be fun, being a tour manager.
Yeah, you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd be great at it. Why didn't he start today?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet, host of the number one podcast, Insight with Chris Van Vliet. On the show, I sit down with the biggest names in pro wrestling, sports, film, and beyond. These are real, long-form conversations that go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with people like John Cena, The Undertaker, Cody Rhodes, and more. We talk mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. This is Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.